The Visions 2032 project undertaken by the Victorian Eco Innovation Lab has really been to take the design, the idea of design teaching and design learning at the university and at a number of other universities, and combine that with real-world problems around sustainability challenges, and to get the students developing up design responses that we can then take to a public forum, in order to give the public an idea about new potential directions in which we could go as a community in responding to the climate challenge and utilising sustainable thinking. The key challenges were around the need to reduce the amount of energy that we use, to deal with increased stress on our water infrastructure, and similarly with food. Mobility was another issue, and energy. So we were asking the students to think about ways in which they could use design to create new solutions that would maintain a good lifestyle for people, but would reduce the consumption of these things. The other big problem that we see as a research institute at Melbourne University is that the existing forms of production of food and water and energy come with very long supply chains, so they're very vulnerable. So we're asking the students to imagine or reimagine the suburb, reimagine the locality. And we talk about distributed network and relocalizing the supply of these key resources. So that's been the central proposition or challenge we put to the students. So we've really asked them to think about how to create designs for local infrastructure, whether it's in landscape or whether it's in planning or architecture, where they can begin to, I guess, design landscapes, design buildings that recycle water, that utilise water from lots of different sources, reintroduce the idea of local or urban agriculture, rethink opportunities for local mobility, ways of making walking and cycling much better, much easier, integrating them into building design, and similarly with energy, how to introduce local production of energy into the design of buildings and into the landscape design. With the students, the way that we've introduced the challenge and asked them to begin to design in this way, we begin the studios each semester with a package of information looking at the range of strategies that have historically been brought to bear, and also giving them a clear indication of the real challenges that we face globally in relation to developing resilient design responses to our climatic and resource challenges. So in asking the students to respond to this design question, we wanted them to think, I guess, in a system way, but we also wanted them to imagine the experience that people would have living or working in the environments that they've designed. So the students are producing visualizations as well as plans and sections and elevations, visualizations that show how these environments might look. Those environments and the visualizations then became the basis for us creating the Vale movies. With the Vale movies, we wanted to condense a lot of this very complex thinking. And a student might produce 20 drawings as a final design presentation, and a lot of technical data, too much technical data for a quick message that we want to put across to the public. So in asking the students to present visualizations of their outcomes, that became the basis for putting the short films together. Our problem in terms of then designing those short films was how to reintroduce some of the information underpinning the visualization that would allow it to make sense for the public watching the movies. The idea behind Vale was set up by Professor Chris Ryan at Melbourne University. The idea behind Vale was to communicate emerging thinking about sustainability design and design for resilience to communicate it to the student population and to the population at large. So it's been a fundamental part of our program to take the student work and to take the work of researchers and academic professional designers and academic researchers and academics out to the public. That's been, from day one, part of our role. So the idea of exhibiting the work has been crucial for us. So we've exhibited work consistently over the 4 years that Vail has been operating at Melbourne University. The idea here at the end of going for the largest audience that was manageable for us, Federation Square seemed like an ideal site to do this. Federation Square were very interested in the possibility of showing this kind of thinking, to show work by students and the consulting work that had been done by the design professionals prior to that. As part of a public program, they've been very enthusiastic and very supportive of the project. They tend to run programs around the clock that are also supported by ads, short pieces of support material coming from a variety of sources. Our format, the very short 1 minute pieces, fitted perfectly into this advertising format, if you like. So that gave us an opportunity to dovetail our project very conveniently into the way that they program. We're also keen to make the messages compact because we understand that if we make the message too technical, it's going to require the kind of focus that we're not going to get in a public forum. So the two things work together very well for us. We've had very good feedback from both the launch and from Fed Square to the movies. The launch was terrific in that we had our collaborators and our principal supporters from Vail there looking at the movies for the first time. And I think they felt that the messages we'd been able to put into the films and that the films were are appealing and engaging, those things had come together well. Fed Square have been very positive about the films in terms of their look and the way that they fit into the content that Fed Square is keen to deliver to the public. We've had feedback from the public and from people who are familiar with us, who've seen the films at various times, that they're certainly garnering interest from the public, and people are pleasantly surprised to see these sorts of ideas being shown in a public forum. So the feedback has been very positive. The project has been a very good example, I think, of the way different groups within the university can work together. At Vail, as part of the architecture, building and planning faculty, we've had fantastic support from the marketing group there, and James Rafferty from that group was responsible for animating the videos. And we've had enormous support from the various lecturers in architecture, building and planning in putting the studios together, working with us to bring the student work together. So without the support of all those groups and the team at Vail, Kate Archdeacon, and the researchers, it would have been very difficult to put together. So I think it demonstrates the way that the community within the university, working with external people, Federation Square, people like Kate Stokes, our graphic designer, it demonstrates how effectively we can take the research work that's being done here and the work being done by students and get it to the public as part of a process of exposing the work and exposing the strength of the design work being done here. But it does take the very enthusiastic support of the other groups within the university to make it happen. So at Vail, we're very pleased about that support.